Babe, are you sure you don't want me to drive the rest of the way? I promise you, I drank enough coffee that we won't crash. No? I mean, are you sure? It's not like I don't know where we're going or anything, right? Hey, now, I'm a perfectly good driver. Just because I happen to drive fast doesn't mean I'm not a safe driver. No. Don't give me that look. I have never gotten a ticket before. Okay, that parking ticket that one time does not count. No. It really doesn't because I haven't gotten a ticket for my driving. Yes, of course it doesn't count. Hey, no. Just because I happened to forget what day it was and got a ticket because of it does not mean that I'm a bad driver, you jerk. Yeah, I called you a jerk. What you gonna do about it? You're the one driving, so can't take your eyes off the road now, can Me misbehave? Never. I am the epitome of a well-behaved adult. Now that was just hurtful. What? Oh, my feelings. I will never recover from this. Personal attack and betrayal. Oh, I'm the one being dramatic? Well, you're not wrong, but it's more so because I'm worried about you. Why would I be worried? Let's see. You're gripping the steering wheel hard enough that I'm wondering what the steering wheel did to piss you off so much. Oh, so you're not gripping the wheel hard. No. Must be my imagination then. No, I am being completely serious. I totally believe you. Oh, no, sweetheart. No, you definitely aren't extremely nervous, and it's quite obvious. No. You are very, very calm and good to go. Well, I guess if I had to guess why you're so nervous, I'm assuming it's because you're meeting the parents for the first time. Yeah, thought so. I mean, sweetheart, it's quite obvious. I mean, where are we going? Yeah. So it was easy to use my brain to, put the pieces of the puzzle together. Okay, now that was overly mean. I use my brain sometimes, and other times I kind of forget I have one, but we're not gonna talk about that. Yeah, because it isn't a me problem right now. It's a you being overly nervous for, I think, something quite small. Babe, trust me, they'll like you. How do I know that? Because they dealt with me all throughout my very, very angsty and angry preteen to teenage years. They didn't kill me, so I think I have a pretty good idea. Besides, last year my brother brought his then boyfriend, and let's just say that everyone got a little too close of a look at things I can never forget. So I think we're, in the clear. No, please, don't ask me what happened. I'm still trying to erase that from my memory, or just put that in the bucket full of traumatized memories. So, that bucket is quickly becoming a cesspool of, fantastic memories that my therapist, loves to hear about. She is mwah, just it is fun trying to, unpack all of those memories. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, you being nervous. Darling, we're like 20 minutes away now. So, now is the time as ever to, I don't know, just talk about your feelings and get everything out in the open before you actually have to meet them. Baby, you. Wait, I actually don't think I've ever told you this before, but you're actually the first person I've. Well, really, I'm taking to meet them. So they don't have any good memories of any of my previous partners. They also don't have any bad memories. that's true, but I'm sure they'll love you. You are the greatest thing that has happened to me, and I am quite sure that they'll see. It's quite obvious how infatuated I am with you, so. So, yeah. Oh, okay. No. That is the most emotion you're getting from me until after dinner, all right? Yes, you'll get my emotions as a treat. No, come on. Repeat after me. I am the greatest thing that has happened to her. She adores me, and so will her parents. Yes, I am 100% waiting for you to repeat that. Come on. Okay, there we go. Now, please stop looking so sad. It's breaking my heart, truly. If you don't stop frowning, I will, in fact, turn on the bean music. No, I'm not joking. Would I ever joke about something like that? Hey. No. Stop it. Stop. No. My taste in music is immaculate, and you will not say otherwise. There we go. There's a smile that I love. Okay. So, yeah, it's actually about 10 minutes away now. So, what you're gonna do is. Yeah. Okay, turn right at this light. No. This. Yes, this light. What other light is there? Okay. Fair, I do know this area better than you do. It's fine. We can just, turn right at the next light. Yes, darling, I mean the legitimate next light. Okay, no, I'm good with directions. Just, not telling people about those directions. Oh, ha. Very funny. I am so amused. Wait, you're about to turn. Okay. If we missed that light again, I th think I would judge you so hard about your driving skills. And actually, following directional skills as well. Okay, so that added on another 2 or 3 minutes to the drive, but that's totally fine. So, what you're gonna do is at this stop sign, we're gonna turn left. Yes, the one right in front of us. There we go. Oh. No, please. I'm so sorry that you can't follow my simple directions. Ow! Ow! Okay. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That actually really hurts. Okay, I can't deny that I didn't deserve that, slightly. But, you know, what did you expect from me? Really? Oh, and look, it's the house on the right. Yeah, so welcome. Yeah, you should be able to just pull right into the back. Dad said he left a spot open for us. So here be the childhood home. Yeah, it's a little bit bigger than I described. But I mean, it had to house all three of us siblings, as well as dad and stepmother. So, you know. There's that. Yeah. Wait, baby, before you get out of the car, come here for a second. No, don't ask any questions. Come here. That was for good luck, of course. And I just really like kissing you. So I will grab the dessert, and why don't you grab the alcohol, and we can head on inside. Alright, so I have dessert, all three of them, and okay, you have the Brugal, you have the wine, and the tequila. Okay, I think that's everything, and even if we do forget, it's not like it's a very far journey. And baby, just before we head inside, you know I love you, right? Like, I really do. And, thank you for agreeing to come with me and, you know, meet the parents for the first time. I really appreciate it. Thanks, baby. So, that's enough sappy feeling stuff for now. Just a quick warning. Father will 100% ask pretty, invasive questions. No, okay, yes, it does have to do with the fact that I am the youngest and the only girl, and you're the first person I'm bringing home with me. So, good luck! Hey guys, we're finally here! Yeah, the drive up wasn't that bad. No, we didn't really run into any problems. This one decided to drive the whole way. Ugh, I know. I even offered to drive, but they weren't, comfortable with me driving. Okay, why is everyone taking their side over mine? Who is the only daughter? Yeah, me. Okay, I know I tend to drive fast, but you know what? That is neither here nor there. But we're finally here, and I really missed you guys. Yeah, I love you too. But yeah, this is them. Yes, the person I've been seeing, and the one I've been talking about a lot. Babe. Yeah, of course I talk about you. All the time. They're probably sick and tired of me talking about you so much. So why don't we go put all this away and we can help finish up dinner and then get started, yeah? Wow, the fridge isn't absolutely full. I think this is the first time in the past like 10 years that I've seen it so empty. Dad, you know it's true. We have way too much food in this house. Do we also have a lot of people in the house usually? Also true. But, okay. We have the desserts in the fridge. The alcohol is in the cupboard. So what do you need help with? Setting the table? Alright, yeah, we can definitely do that. Babe, do you want to grab the utensils and I'll grab the plates? Thank you. See? They're not that bad. Okay, give it, you know, a drink or two and my dad will definitely start with the questions. Oh, yeah. Also, be careful of stepmother. She will also, be questioning you a lot. Yeah, they're kind of protective. It's cute as it is infuriating. What? No, baby, we can't do that right now. They're in the kitchen. Baby, no. No. I not? Because you'll make a fucking mess of me. And then what will my parents think? I know I'm already the, you know, black sheep of the family. But I would rather not be the one to out-fuck up the fuck-up that my brother did last year. I guess I'll just have to stay quiet. Baby, what are you talking about? Fuck. What? Sorry, I think my leg is cramping up from the ride. I'm fine. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I took some ibuprofen in the car. It'll take a while to kick in, so don't worry. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. Fuck, not my clip, please. Oh. What? Oh, dinner's ready? Okay. Yeah, we'll help bring things in. Oh, wow. Guys, dinner looks delicious. Yes, I do cook when I have the time and energy, but I haven't had your cooking in a long time, and I really did miss it. Yeah, and babe, you like it too. Yeah, it's really good, right? Dad, how's work going? Yeah? That's really good. I honestly thought retirement wouldn't suit you. I'm really glad that you were able to find something to pass the time other than household projects. Baby, I swear to God. Oh, what have we been up to? You know Madeline, right? Yeah. She and, the hubby got married, a couple of months ago, and we finally were able to hang out with them a couple of weekends ago. Yeah, they look really happy together. Don't know if it's still the honeymoon phase for them, but I think we all kind of knew that they were, you know, the end game. Mm-hmm. Why is my face so red? Oh. I think I'm just getting over a slight cold, and I still have a bit of a fever. Oh no, please, you don't need to worry, it's not that big of a deal. But I think we might have to end dinner a little bit early tonight. Yeah? Thank you, I'm really sorry. I thought I could make it and last through dinner before needing to rest, but looks like the cold got the best of me. But yeah, don't worry about breakfast tomorrow morning. We will we'll cook, and yes, Father, we will clean up after ourselves. I love you too. Yeah. Have a good night, guys. hate you so much. Baby, I swear to Christ. My room is on the floor right above us. So, let's get up there so you can fuck me. Because I swear to God, if you don't, I'm kicking you out to the car. Baby, the door. No, they won't really hear us, but better. Safe than sorry, right? I might have an exhibitionist kink, but I'd rather my parents not hear me fucking orgasm tonight. Thanks, baby. No, please strip. I know I'm not the one to be making commands, but I really want you to fuck me right now. I don't think I'll ever get tired of seeing you naked. Okay, baby, how do you want me? My hands and knees? Your wish is my command. There should be lube in the drawer to your right. Yeah, that's it. No, it's not fair. You're not even inside me yet, please. I know lube wasn't exactly necessary because of how wet I am, but it never hurts to slick the way more. Baby, please. I need it inside of me. Please. Slid in easily. You were fingering me all throughout dinner. Baby, move. I need it. Oh, the magic word. Oh, you're so mean. Baby, please move. I need it. Fuck. I know I'm usually a little louder, but I really don't want them ruining the mood. Oh god, it feels good. Fuck. I'm already really close. The entire night. How could I be anything but so close to the edge? Oh god. Fuck. More. Please. Can I please? horrific. Can I please come? It was really good. I tried to make it throughout dinner. It just felt really good. Please. Please. Yeah. Thank you. Fuck. I'm so close. Pull out just yet. Just stay here for a bit, please. Fuck. Baby, I love you a lot, but I think we are up there with my older brother. Oh, my parents 100% knew something was going on. Did you see the look my stepmom was giving you? Yeah. Yeah, she was not super happy. I really just want to lay here for a bit with you. We're definitely gonna need a shower though, after. But yeah, thank you for everything.